Okay, and welcome to Wrestling And. This week, we are going to talk about wrestling and disestablishmentarianism of the economics of pro wrestling in the 60s.
What?
Justin? No, we're not talking about that. We're just going to talk about like a bunch of different stuff that's going on right now, including WWE, The Rock, Cody, New Japan Cup, some other good stuff, maybe Mercedes. We'll touch on Sakura Genesis. Great name, by the way.
It's pretty great. Cool.
English name, unlike Gene Blast. And with me, as always, is my amazing host, great artist, good person, not great, but a good person. Yeah. Justin at In-Ring Art. Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hello there. How are you this evening?
This fine evening?
What's the weather like over there?
Oh, God, dude. Don't even start. It's not too bad, but we have these random cold snaps, you know.
We're having like, we had rain today.
Rain is nice.
You were here a year ago, right?
And it was cold.
It was cold. It's about the same. Except for we had some rain today and yesterday was cooler. I think, we're getting to the mid 70s in the middle of the week, but
I actually was very disappointed because I remember like I had to wear my jacket constantly almost. Now, when we went to see, it was pretty nice when we went to see NXT and stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice outside, but like
still on the cooler side though.
Yeah. The few days after that were kind of okay, but it was like, yeah, it was like definitely like I was like, whoa. Now, when I went this summer, it was actually pretty awesome. And I landed in Long Beach. And so it was like kind of humid over there a little bit. That was kind of cool. I mean, the thing I like is in L.A., there's like little microclimates depending on where you go. I know Long Beach is not L.A., but you know what I mean.
Well,
like, there's little.
And it's Southern California, so.
Yeah, SoCal. It's like depending on where you go, like the weather can actually be a little humid here, dry here. It's fucking desert here. It's kind of cool in that way, but yeah, it was cold. It was cold back then, and you know, it's kind of crazy because we look back then and we went to that NXT show, and they're about to do their next Stand and Deliver. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and do you know who okay, I know we do the jokes about like, oh, Caden Fallon and, you know, stuff like that.
Caden
Carter and Fallon Henley and stuff like that. Just these ridiculous names. But do you know who the top guy in NXT is right now?
Is it Dragovich or whatever?
Not really, but he is the champion, but he's not really the top guy. It's Trick Williams. It's Carmelo's manager when we went.
Oh, really?
He's the top wrestler in NXT.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they're about to do a... So so this show almost even sounds better than last year's, although there was some good stuff too. I liked Indy Hartwell winning the championship. Only problem is like she only had that championship for like a couple days and then they took it off her.
That was her peak as a wrestler, was that moment.
Yeah.
She has
once she got called up, she's kind of a comedy figure.
Right. Lower mid card.
Yeah, don't even get me started, bro. Like, there's just Chelsea Green. Like, I do not like her as a wrestler, but whatever. Okay, no big deal. By the way, so yeah, it's Trick Williams. By the way, did you know that Akira Tozawa used to be, like, a super chubby wrestler?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lost a lot
I'm going to look up a picture. There's like a whole story behind it, bro. Like, which I can't really tell you all right now, but there's like a whole story behind it where like he started doing matches to lose weight. Okay, hang on. I found it. It's a 7-match trial series Akira Tozawa undertook in Dragon Gate from 2008, and it was called the Akira Tozawa Diet 7-Match Series. And in the end, he lost the weight and defeated his tormentor, Don Fuji. That's kind of a crazy story, dude.
Well, I think he used to like accentuate the fact like he would wear very small trunks when he was heavy.
He looks like sumo. Oh, yeah. Very tiny.
I think he kind of leaned into it.
He definitely did. And that was almost his gimmick. That's crazy, dude. That is still crazy.
By the time I saw him the first time at PWG, he was already thinned out, like in 2014 or 15.
The thing people don't realize is he's a badass wrestler. He really actually is a great wrestler.
He's really good.
I heard that his match on NXT was absolutely, and that's the thing, dude. I'll tell you this right now. Baron Corbin hater my whole life. Okay. Ever since I was a kid, I hated Baron Corbin. Okay. Didn't think he had much to offer. But I've told you this, I've mentioned it on the pod. Him and Braun Breaker are like one of the best tag teams ever, too. Like, or not ever, but like in the world.
Are they on the main roster now?
Fucking great. No, they're on NXT.
I thought they brought Braun Breaker up.
They did, but he's still like doing some stuff in NXT.
Is he doing like comedy or something now?
No, no.
I thought he was doing like silly interviews or something.
No, he's with Braun Breaker, dude. They
no, no, no. I'm talking about Braun Breaker was doing like silly interviews or something, acting like kind of a dummy or something.
I don't know about all that.
Mm. Okay.
No, but him and Baron Corbin are awesome. And they had a match against Tozawa and Otis on NXT. And it was fucking awesome, dude. Hmm. Like, just like these matches that, you know, when they go to NXT, they can actually kind of be a little more serious and stuff, which is a little weird because NXT is not what it used to be, you know?
No.
Honestly. But, you know, there's really good stuff, dude. I highly recommend at least going on YouTube and checking some of that stuff out. So, besides all that, you had brought up, when we were talking about notes and stuff, you had brought up The Rock and all this stuff mm-hmm. going on. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I haven't been totally consuming WWE product, but the stuff that I have been catching is mostly the social media stuff and, you know, here and there.
Which has been
actually
forever, dude.
To be honest with you,
I watch the shows.
I think the last couple of weeks I have been watching the Hulu cut of Raw in the background. And catching stuff. And it's been good, to be honest with you.
And what is that? Two hours and
hour and a half, hour 20 minutes, which is probably perfect.
Oh, so they just straight up cut matches.
Yeah, they always have done that, and they cut out a lot of filler. So, you know, I think I've done that with, I'll probably check out
filler,
maybe I'll
filler
check
to
out
you.
SmackDown.
You don't appreciate the wrestlers that get in the ring.
Whatever. But I feel like, you know, this whole thing with The Rock, I think The Rock thought he would come back as a baby face to face Roman Reigns and all would be beautiful, but I can't emphasize how much better it's been with him as a heel. I mean, he always was a better heel than a baby face. And, you know, it's been some of his best work in years, right? I mean, I know it hasn't been a lot, but
just like a lot of other wrestlers, like MJF and stuff like that, the heel, you know, some people are just great heels. They lean into it and they're assholes and we love booing. And now The Rock really ain't getting, people are cheering for him a lot, but yes, his heel work lately is just off the charts. I mean, there's a reason, like, he's The Rock, dude, right?
Yeah.
Like, and everything has just been amazing from the
Mama Rhodes.
No, well, let's just talk about his clothing.
Yeah. Basically,
I mean, like, no one talks enough about that. Like, straight up, his
one of the figures with one of those silk shirts he used to wear. It's basically the same thing, but they cut the sleeves off.
He's going back and wearing these ridiculous. You never see this dude wearing these clothes in any interviews before this. Like, it's a character choice. You know,
it's
fucking great. Yeah. It's cheesy and. But also flamboyant and
him.
Great. It's, yeah. So, I mean, he made the surprise appearance on SmackDown, I believe. Or was it Raw? It was Raw,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. It was Raw. He made mm-hmm. the surprise appearance on Raw. And of course, they have this new entrance where he's like Zeus, which is because he's the most electrifying man. Right?
I love the final boss.
Final boss. Yeah. He's the final boss.
I think that's good. And I'm surprised no one's used that before. You know, like Kenny Omega hasn't used the final boss, you know?
I know, a video game reference, too.
It's a great video game reference.
Did you see Brian Gerwitz? Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see his tweet about that?
The final boss? No.
Yeah.
No.
No, people are, oh, this is all Brian. That's all Brian. He's
maybe.
Like, he said, no, he tweeted. He says, Rock came up with Final Boss because he is the Final Boss. And I came up with like making fun of Cody's dumbass fucking dog. And something like that. Right. You know? So
and did you see when they showed, you know, the whole scene where they were outside and he was throwing them into the bus? They had
and I saw the dog on that, actually. He got beat up right where the dog is.
Did you see where they showed it after they cut for the night? They went off the air.
Oh no.
It was so good because the Rock's like, fuck that, I'm not stopping because we're off the air. You know, fuck your script. And he beat him up for a little longer.
So there's,
it's out there.
This whole like, I'm gonna make a little sidebar here, but it's kind of what we're talking about, which is that this cinematography in WWE right now is great. I'm talking about there. Did you see that they had a fucking shot that like a one shot for like 2 or 3 minutes straight of a match? Did you see that? Like it followed the wrestler down to the ring.
Into
they
the
started wrestling
and on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. This was, I know that one you're talking about. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, these things are happening often. No, this was one where it was just like, it watched the wrestling match as if you were just a manager at ringside. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see that, no.
And it just went all around and, you know, it would go from one, like, just one shot for like 2-3 minutes straight. But I know the one you're talking about too, but... God, who, you know, we knew when Vince left that things would get better.
Well, Kevin Dunn in particular with
the
this
Kevin
stuff.
Dunn. Yeah. God, dude, watching Raw 6 years ago is almost impossible now, dude, with the shakes and the fucking lame, you know. Oh, God.
Well, so when you ever, you know, when they go in tight with someone talking or whatever, that someone's going to do a sneak attack, you know, it got to be a little predictable, like. I don't know. And then it would just go in tight. And then all of a sudden, Randy Orton would hit the RKO, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I almost feel like right now, WWE is like outdoing AEW as far as the camera cuts go. Now, New Japan, whatever rules they have are fucking awesome.
Well, it's a different product, though, because they're filming it more as a sporting event.
Wow. Well, I feel like WWE is getting there.
I think there's been more stuff, but I like how they're trying different things that aren't really annoying.
I think with New Japan, it's like, I think that those videographers have like a very specific set of rules. Like if a guy goes here, you do this. And then if a guy goes here, you do this. And those rules are awesome. Like whatever those rules are, they've figured it out.
Well, they have basic parameters. I don't where they follow. Maybe...
Well, like if a guy goes up top, like they'll get low to make the dude look even higher up.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like they do these. Yeah.
Oh, no. So. You know what's a big example of that is what they used to do with Jonah, aka Bronson Reed, when he'd come in the ring and he did that stomp and they would make him that subtle stuff they would do was really good.
You know what always cracks me up, dude, is when they would have like in New Japan when they which they don't really much anymore, but when they would have like a sexy woman dancing, they would like twist the camera.
New Japan would do that.
Yeah, it's almost like
Peter or whatever.
Like funky. This was like I think this was like when Maria was doing New Japan.
Oh, that might have been slightly before my time when she was with the Bullet Club or whatever, or with Gallows and Anderson. Or no, she was with Mike Bennett and...
Yeah, she was with Mike Bennett. It was the ROH crossover at the time. But yeah, I remember they would do like the funky move the camera. Like it was just... Yeah, it was pretty funny stuff. But no, WWE is doing a great job of that. And like you said, the whole Rock thing, it was awesome. It was bloody, which
is
funny, man. Like... You remember when it was like blood and guts? Oh, this is gross. We don't do that in WWE.
How much of that do you think that is an actual change of fundamental stuff versus like, oh, The Rock can come back and do whatever he wants? Can you hear that? You guys have to turn that down because it's blaring over the recording here. They just put on
what is
the projector. No, they're just watching something. Yeah, there you go.
They're watching pay-per-view?
No. That when my Fire Stick goes on, it has commercials now. So,
because of Amazon. Oh, don't even remind me about that.
Yeah,
but you know that's a great question, dude. we can hope. I hope. Look, here's the thing. Like, things like that, like blood, right? Or doing mm-hmm. these shocking angles like that, like, you do them rarely, and they are much more effective. And so, I mean, I hope it's not just The Rock, and I hope that it is a change, like a change, and that they use it sparingly. Because remember at one point when there was a joke about Jon Moxley, like he was like doing it constantly, right? And it's not like that anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, another thing too is I haven't like seen it or watched it live. Like, is Raw going with that TVMA or TV teen rating?
No,
or
are they still PG, bro?
Is it still PG? Yeah, I mean, the stuff The Rock's doing is not PG, especially when you're saying the F word.
Well, he doesn't say the F word on TV for the most part.
Yes, he does. Well, they bleep it.
No, but here's the thing. No, they give Fox or USA, they give them The Rock's promo beforehand because it's all super scripted.
Oh, okay. Right.
And so they already know when he's going to curse.
Right.
And then they like, so it's no surprise. That's what Meltzer was saying. Like, yeah, he was saying that they actually give them. But I want to use this kind of conversation to move on to something that we're talking about here, which is that recently WWE wrestlers were sent an email about not cursing and, you know, being representing the company. And we obviously see that The Rock does not at all, like, they were not talking to The Rock at all, right? Like, this dude is saying, you fucking fuck up and all this stuff. Fuck you. And so it's like, he's The Rock, dude. Of course he gets special treatment.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of that is network executives are seeing probably a ratings spike. And
hell yeah.
You know, I mean, listen, you watch FX, we watch, you know, some shows that are on regular cable, like,
South Park was always the one that, like, they would put that unedited.
Right. They would bleep it, but they would do warnings. But like some pretty mainstream shows like What We Do in the Shadows, there is pretty regular cussing on that show. And that's on, you know. Most basic cable packages have FXX, you know?
That show is great, by the way.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but...
Yeah, watch it.
The last one I watched is... He fucked up a... He moved to the country. The chubby vampire guy. I forgot his name. And he talks like this.
Oh, Matt Berry, name. Well, we've talked his praises in many episodes. Yes. Yeah.
He's a great.
Great actor.
Great actor. Actually, he has a band, too. Does music.
He does. Yeah.
But he beat up all these bikers, and the bikers are like, we do a toy drive here.
Right.
It's like, we do a toy drive here every year, and this guy beat the fuck out of us.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. That was, he went to the, like, he became Arizona. A bartender.
He moved, yeah. He
was it in Arizona?
I can't remember what his bartender name was. Remember, Maria, what his name was when he moved to be a bartender?
Jackie
Daytona. That's what it was.
Jackie Daytona.
I'm a human bartender or something like that. And that's the one with
Jackie Daytona.
That's the one where, you know, Luke Skywalker was in that episode. Yeah. And he was great too.
Yeah, I remember that one. He came.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
good stuff.
No, Jackie Daytona.
If that's the last episode you saw, I think
been a while.
You need to hop on Hulu and
because I watched like the first season and a half, and it's still good.
Oh, it's still great. Absolutely, it was the third season this year, right? Something like that, and we it was great. It was great. Dig into
Laszlo. Yes. I think the Kayvon Novak who plays is Laszlo is the
Laszlo is Matt Berry.
Okay, Kayvon Novak. What's his name again?
I'll have to.
Okay, I was just okay.
And the girl is fantastic.
We can go on. Yeah, no, she's amazing.
Nadia, Nandor is Kayvon Novak.
Nandor, Nandor.
Guillermo, and then you have Colin Robinson. They're all good.
You should see the interviews too. They're pretty funny because just seeing Guillermo like in real life. You know, it's like you're so used to him playing that character. Anyway, my sister and her husband actually dressed up as Nadia. and yeah.
Laszlo? That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. My sister kind of has to look for it. So yes, great show, guys. Go watch it.
Absolutely.
By the way, I just got this news, and I want to list the people that... Oh, hang on. Okay, the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. Now, what this means to me is that these are the people that do not get to be on WrestleMania.
Well, they get to be on the Battle Royale.
No, because it's on SmackDown.
Oh, the day before, eh?
Yeah. So here's a list of people that WWE doesn't book well. Andrade, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, Omos, Julius Creed, Brutus Creed, Ivar, Akira Tozawa, Otis, JD McDonagh, Apollo Crews, Cedric Alexander, Ashante the Adonis, Elton Prince. Ooh! Oh, that's pretty deadly. Kit Wilson, Cameron Grimes, Veer, and Sanga. Really sad seeing Ricochet and Chad Gable. And Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, and Bronson Reed, man. I really thought
Bronson Reed would do something with him. He actually tweeted some stuff. So wait.
Is it next week
is SmackDown and then it's WrestleMania?
Yeah. Next week's WrestleMania.
So it's 1 week. 1 week from now.
Mm-hmm. Go home week. Starting.
I would love to go to Philadelphia. The thing is the badass show is they're going to do a Stardom show in ECW Arena.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be the hot ticket that weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it's not the same as LA, you know, it's just different.
I don't know anything about Philly. I mean, I guess I could have done it.
I've heard
like,
it's, there's some rough places there. Bro.
Well, I mean, same in LA, too. So, yeah. But I mean, I didn't really think it was a good idea because I don't think I would have probably paid $500 for a flight and then what, a couple hundred dollars for a hotel at least. And
yeah.
I don't think would be able to sell even close to enough drawings to cut into that enough. I mean,
and when
I
went to LA, I got people there too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I have people there. Who do we know? And I will tell you this though. This sounds fun as hell, which I really wish I could go to this. A Wrestling Observer, you know, Dave Meltzer, blah, blah, blah. They're doing just a fan get together in Las Vegas for Double or Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish I could go to that because it's like, the price includes a suite party with Meltzer and Alvarez and Vinny and all the crew in the suite. It involves a dinner at Texas de Brazil,
okay.
A brunch at some like nice restaurant and all that stuff. I was like, that sounds fun, but
how much is that? I'm just curious.
It's probably hundreds of dollars, dude. I don't know. I didn't even look.
It includes a ticket to All In?
No.
Oh.
It includes a ticket to a Q&A with Meltzer and Alvarez.
Right.
So, I don't know, though. The Texas Dave... I think it'd be cool to go eat a Brazilian steakhouse with Dave Meltzer.
Whenever I think of Brazilian steakhouses, I think of Bridesmaids.
Really?
That movie?
That movie comes up?
Yeah, because that's where they go and they get really sick and start throwing up because they're at a Brazilian
steakhouse.
Is that
when she shits herself in the fucking... Wedding dress? No.
No, like, well, they go for a fitting afterwards for the dresses.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, that was funny.
Do you have a favorite Brazilian steakhouse?
I can't say I've ever really been to one, to be honest.
I don't think that's like a super LA thing, but I'm sure they're there.
Oh, they're there, but I mean, it's not like...
Hey, I'll tell you this, man. We have one in the Springs that sucks. It's like $35 a person. It's not that good.
Okay.
But this I'll say. In 2006, when I was in Atlanta for a while, we went to this place called Fires of Brazil. And it was like $50 a person. But we said, fuck it. And we went there. And it was incredible. And here's what really sucks about it. We paid and we realized, dude, we only had $1 for a tip on a $100 ticket. Oh, so like we were like shit. So we like ran out of that motherfucker.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I still feel bad. Whatever. It is what it is. Okay. But very, 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 very good meat. So WWE wrestlers not being able to cuss and all that stuff, you know, that it's kind of, you know, they're giving code. It depends on your spot, right? Like if you're a top guy, you get a lot more.
Well, I mean, why did they even feel the need to do that? When did they do this and when did The Rock come back? Like,
this email was sent out like a few weeks ago. And that's why people were kind of upset.
Do you think that's just there to like kind of give The Rock some heat in the locker room? Like,
I don't know.
Like some real heat? I mean, just to kind of liven him up a little bit?
I don't know, dude. It kind of brings me back to, what's her name? That chick that got fired. I guess, quote unquote, super sexy girl that got fired.
From the one with the red hair?
No, she was a blonde. God, I don't even remember her name anymore. But she got fired because she had her tits out in the water, under the water. And they fired her for that.
Oh, like Mandy Rose or whatever?
Mandy Rose, yeah.
Well, she did that like on an OnlyFans thing or something, right?
Well, they didn't like that, you know?
But I think,
and I watched the video and it was like under the water. It's like, come.
So do you think they like sent out an email knowing they're going to have The Rock do it? And they're saying no one else is cussing, but The Rock is going to be allowed to. So, you know,
it's just,
don't get any ideas when you see this kind of thing.
That's very possible, yeah. Right? That's very possible. Like, hey, this is The Rock, you're not. But also, they've been letting Cody push boundaries a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think you have to.
You have to, because like if someone talks all that shit to you as a wrestler, like, you're going to get buried if you can't come back.
Yeah, if you can't say, respond. Like, you poopy head or something, you know, you have to be able to say something growing
and,
up to him.
And I mean, I don't know. There's been some real bad stuff, too. Like, for all this good stuff we're talking about, like, I don't think Diarrhea Dwayne is a very great.
No, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
that doesn't mesh well with don't fuck with the final boss.
I also feel like Seth Rollins been kind of left by the wayside in this whole situation too. Feel like he's like the one out.
You know who's been really good with all this too has been Drew Galloway.
Drew, yeah, Drew's been great. And so what I heard actually was that he was gonna try this new character, and if it didn't get over, he was gonna leave.
And he did you see him go to that bakery on social media? So he goes to the bakery that CM Punk was eating at the press conference, the Mindy's or whatever, when they were in Chicago.
And he's like, oh, really?
He's like, oh, I'm hungry, let me go stop here. And he's like, closed on Monday and Tuesday? What kind of business would close on Monday and Tuesday? I guess they don't like money or whatever. So he's like, I'll go get something else. But this CM Punk stuff is just... And he's getting to be very annoying with this stuff. It's like, get the hell
out. Do you mean him talking shit about CM Punk constantly?
Oh, no. The CM Punk trying to wedge his way into this has just been very obnoxious.
Well, I didn't see the promo segment, but I heard a few people say it was bad. And I also heard that. So what was it? It was Seth. It was Seth Rollins, CM Punk, and Drew, right?
Right.
They all had a promo segment. And the thing I heard when people, like Alvarez said this, he's like, this was a promo of three guys that don't like each other in real life trying to have some chemistry with each other. And so
I think Drew had the best line telling CM Punk, like, for a guy that doesn't drink or do drugs, you spend a lot of time in rehab.
Oh gosh, dude. Well, but they also did the whole I'm the chosen one, and then he did the whole like, who chose you? And that's because, you know, you are not allowed to bring up Vince McMahon. Exactly. You're not allowed to say that name on TV.
Yeah.
So there were some awkward stuff.
I think Punk's probably gonna end up being the guest referee. I know they said he's gonna commentate, which is like kind of stupid, because I don't think he can referee.
Look at his arm. He's not in a cast with his left arm.
So
dude, but those, like, it looks like I think he's got like steel rods in his fucking arm or some shit.
I thought he just tore his bicep. They have that
he cannot move his arm at all.
Right.
You know, that right
arm. I know
arm,
he's wearing that serious brace that reminds
the
me
brace.
Of Shane Douglas.
Those braces freak me out because, like, those braces fuck me up because you can tell that they have, like, meters on them to see what angle your arm's allowed to be at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when someone has a brace like that, I'm always like, oh, you're fucked up, dude.
I just think that... He's gotten injured in like every single match since he came back. Every single match he's gotten a serious injury, it seems.
For the most part.
Yeah. Or even not even a match. He got one walk into the ring.
I probably call that in UFC as well. But I mean, Do you remember this? Do you remember when he went against Moxley and what did he lose in like 1 minute? That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Remember when they did that?
Didn't he hurt himself during that match too? Or was he hurt going in?
No, that was he was a fake injury.
Right.
But then he hurt himself like right afterwards.
I know the first one is when he jumped into the crowd and broke his foot, right?
Oh God. Dude, that and Adam Cole fucking his foot up just by jumping off the like shit. Or even Darby Allin, like one of the craziest people ever, and then he fucking breaks his foot in a random match, like.
Well, yeah, like, but that looked like a legit injury. You saw it finally, maybe, right?
I didn't see that. He just versus did Jay White, right?
He did a, you know, like a front flip onto Jay White from the pole to the outside, and he came down on his foot like he turned his ankle and broken foot.
And he was with Tony Hawk on TV recently.
Yeah, there you
Found
go.
Found out he was climbing Everest for charity, which is kind of cool. But still, the whole Everest thing, we talked about that. It's like a tourist. Yeah. So as far as all this goes, and as far as WWE, The Rock, and Cody, blah, 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 who's winning night one? Who's going to win the tag team match?
Well, you know, I was...
And there's a stip here, by the way, remember? I believe that if the house, or not the house of torture, the fucking, what are they called? The bloodline. If the bloodline wins, then I believe the Cody versus Roman will be a bloodline rules match where they can pick the stipulation.
I see. I don't know. I probably see, you know, I see some type of dissension being hinted at between Cody and I mean, between The Rock.
The Rock and Roman.
So I think I think originally I said I see some dissension in that night before match, and then maybe The Rock kind of turning baby face and helping Cody to win the title or something. But
you think that Cody might win? Seth and Cody might win that?
And then
the next night will just be a normal one-on-one match.
Yeah. And I can also see Cody just getting the shit kicked out of him and all that, or both of them getting, you know, bloody beaten up, and then they have to go in limping into the next match the next night. That's what I can see too.
It's probably one of the most compelling WrestleManias I've ever seen since, you know, these two matches.
Yeah.
I would even argue that it's even more exciting than last year, which was, you know,
right? Well, I mean, pretty awesome on its own. The CM Punk injury is probably the best thing that happened to that angle.
Oh God!
So otherwise, we would have night one. We would have Seth
Rollins.
It's probably I know that you think Seth is taking a back seat, but he would have either way because he would have been in the shadow of CM Punk. Night one, and CM Punk probably would have beat him.
And by the way, that CM Punk segment on TV did massive ratings.
It did.
So as both of us are not huge fans, we do have to understand this guy is so popular.
No,
it's crazy.
No. I've said from day one is wrestling needs people like him because he elicits a reaction and attention in either direction, and he's polarizing, and they need that type of stuff, and that's what The Rock's doing too now. So
I'll still never forget when I was at the anime convention drinking a beer in the very nice restaurant they had there, sitting on a leather couch. Oh, it was so comfy. And my phone said, CM Punk is fired. Like, I will never forget that moment. Fired with cause. So
I know we were saying, I think we were some of the early people saying, I think WWE is going to bring him in. Because, you know, once UFC...
I didn't think so.
I thought once UFC...
You did, was not me.
Yeah, because look, UFC was going to be the boss. And then, like, I think he went out on good terms with UFC. So
yeah,
they were going to, they good saw the ratings he'd bring. They were going to force him right in there.
But also Triple H, and you know, it's a different company than it was.
I don't think Triple H would take him back if it was up to him.
You don't think Triple H likes money and huge pops and fucking.
No, he just thinks he can get it from other places. They were going to get that anyway. But UFC is like, listen, you're taking this guy back and you're going to make it work and you're going to like it.
It could very well could have been. What's the guy who runs?
Dana White?
No. He doesn't run TKO. I don't remember his name. Mark something. Who runs TKO? Ari Emanuel. So,
okay.
You know, if Ari Emanuel could have talked to Dana, right? It's all possible.
Sure.
But Ari Emanuel's, it's kind of crazy, dude. Like, we saw Vince McMahon, Vince McMahon's like, no, Ari Emanuel chooses what goes on in WWE nowadays.
Well, I mean, the best part about it is even when he's injured, he can still go on TV and get attention. That doesn't Top, happen with yeah. UFC.
Well, and he can he can just be an announcer too. He is very good on commentary. No, and I don't mean to pull the whole I'm the best in the ring on this
I'm not even commentary. Saying whether he is annoying to me or not, but that guy is very he's talented and he can talk. We know that.
They had him do commentary for that kind of weird Las Vegas thing they did. Remember that?
No, he's done and, stuff.
I think it was like, I want someone to get punched in the mouth. And I was like, all right, chill out, bro. That's all good. I think he should. I just would. Never mind. I just wish his wife could wrestle again, but that will probably never happen.
No, I know we say we don't really like him. I just, I'm still kind of neutral about him in terms. I just love watching people react to him, to be honest. And I've said that's my fascination with him.
Well, I feel like things are generally more positive because in AEW, it was bad, bro. Like, it was fucking that company up.
Yeah.
And they're still dealing with the shit he stirred up.
I think they've had a lot of issues backstage that they've had to dig through.
Yeah, but it's like he was a reason. No,
he was.
I mean, he talks shit about John Moxley. I mean, fucking look, Jack Perry hasn't wrestled in AEW.
That's a whole other story we could talk about. But
months and months and months. It's like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'll just put it this way, dude. That shit was like starting to make me not want to watch wrestling anymore. Like the like all that stuff.
I think just
I was like starting to really zone me out.
I think what we're seeing is that WWE has a much more like professional environment.
And well, it's less of a free for all, right? Like it's a more controlled,
it's more organized. And
some people. We talked about Mercedes, right? Like she had to bring in her own writer.
Yeah,
you know, because you know some people are not good with just doing their own thing.
Well, I mean, outside of The Rock bringing back in Brian Gewirtz, I don't think Mercedes Moné would be like, "I'm bringing my own writer." They've been like, "No, you're not." Like there's certain things they won't let you get away with. But, you know, I think it's just more of a tight ship. It's run tight. And I think, you know, they probably are, you know, I think a lot of the, you know, I've actually seen some story where they're saying that CM Punk's actually getting along with everyone backstage.
Good. But also, too, he does have a respect for WWE.
He knows this is his last chance. If he gets fired from this, then he's pretty much, you know, he's going to have to be.
He's fucked.
He's going to be.
What's he going to do? Go wrestle indies and like in GCW and shit?
Right. No. I'm not saying that the guy probably has enough money to, you know, live, but he would really lose on significant income for the rest of his life.
The thing is just like every fucking wrestler who's wrestled as long as he has, he loves wrestling. And you know, you can't keep him away from it for so long. You know, he said he would never wrestle again, dude.
No, he did multiple times. Yeah.
And so AEW changed that, but he obviously, you know, not much respect for Tony Khan or many of the wrestlers. He thought he was like a really hot shot top guy there.
Yeah.
And he was, but they.
Well, he had every reason to believe that when they brought him back and the response and all that stuff and the merchandise and the ratings, you know.
Yeah, but just we've talked about it a million times.
Yeah.
Just the shit talking publicly was just, this dumb fuck fucking Hangman Adam Page. Like, dude, come on, bro. Give me a break. Okay. Anyways, and you know what? Adam Page is doing great. And in fact, Adam Page, you go look at this dude's cage match. Like, we need to do fucking wrestling and Adam Page. We probably should do one of those soon, from New Japan on to nowadays. That dude is a fucking badass, bro.
No, we've kind of, you know, when during his run, I remember saying, like, Tony Khan, I mean, they took this guy who was in New Japan, what, lower mid-card guy.
I didn't respect him that much until the G1 in New Japan.
And
like, his 2018 G1, like, that's when I was like, oh, shit.
And he made him, like, you know, obviously, Adam Page worked really hard on it, but, you know, he saw a guy like, this is a heavyweight world champ, and he had a very underrated run. He did a really good job as the champ there.
He's very young too. I do remember when AEW started, we all kind of knew that he was going to be a champion like sooner or later. And he will be a champion again. I am sure of it.
Honestly, I think he's a little better as a baby face than he is a heel. Not a bad heel.
I kind of like him both ways. The thing about him is he's like always mentally unstable, which is kind of entertaining.
I like the humble hat in hand Hangman. That's my favorite.
Do you like the insecure millennial cowboy?
Yeah, I like that.
I will say, I'd never bought that until he beat Kenny. And then when he beat Kenny, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, the humble millennial
stuff. Yeah, so, you know, we're talking about UFC, we're talking about WWE. I thought this was interesting. So NXT, I think it was Battlegrounds. They had a pay-per-view set up, right? And then they announced, so Double or Nothing was recently announced. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
For Vegas, it's going to be in the MGM.
Is that May 26th?
I think so. Yeah,
wow, that's pretty quick. That's like, they usually announce that stuff months and months ahead.
I know it is. It's only 2 months away. But so they're doing Double or Nothing in the MGM. And so what happened is NXT was going to have Battleground that night, and NXT moved their pay-per-view because of AEW, right? Mm-hmm. Is this making sense? And I think they're going to do the pay-per-view, or not a pay-per-view, I guess PVE we call it, right? Or
Premium Live Event, PLE.
PLE.
Whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. But the NXT PLE is going to take place in the UFC Apex.
What's that? Where's that?
It's in Vegas.
Oh, it is?
And it's a live events and production center in Nevada. I guess you could call it kind of like owned by Endeavor. Wait, Endeavor. Sorry, I'm getting confused. But yeah, it opened after COVID, so they could like have fights in like a small place. Oh, and not.
Is that like when they bought their own island to do it? Remember?
Well, that's Yas Island. Yeah, but that's in, I think, Abu Dhabi. But they've had like tons of events there. And so, yeah, we might be seeing... We are going to be seeing NXT at the UFC Apex. So there's some major crossover there, right?
Yeah.
We also saw recently, I think a UFC fighter was on Raw or SmackDown and challenged Conor McGregor.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. So
I don't like
we're seeing a little bit of that crossover there, which is kind of cool. And they're also talking about doing NXT in the Apex once they go on TV. Because once they change channel. So they're going to the CW.
What is?
NXT.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So just some interesting stuff. I feel like NXT is going to CW so that they can beat AEW in the ratings. Because CW is a public station, right?
Like, yeah, it's Channel 5, KTLA out here, yeah.
Two here, so it's... Wait, that's KTLA?
Yeah.
Isn't that the really famous channel?
I mean, I don't know, maybe.
What's the most famous channel in LA?
I don't know.
I mean, what is ABC?
That's Channel 7 out here, yeah.
And what channel was Cartoon Network on back in the day?
Oh, I don't know. It was a cable channel.
I still remember this shit, bro. Cartoon Network was 49.
I haven't had cable in years, but they would change it every 6 months to whatever.
You don't remember like cable channels when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I remember MTV being on like 52 or something.
Oh, it was 35. MTV was 35 here.
I don't
52. Yeah,
I don't remember. I don't even know if that's right. But then when they added the high def, it was 4 or something.
Well, then everything changed because now it's like channel 2-24, channel 2-12. Right. It fucked it all up. Let's go back to the boxes and the fucking squiggled porn.
UHF.
Yeah, dude. Those were the good old days. Okay, so yeah, that's what's going on with NXT. Very interesting stuff there. And we will keep an eye on that on the CW, which is such a lame channel, but whatever. New Japan Cup. Did you drink from the New Japan Cup?
Did
you drinketh from the cup
mug that I have? But
oh yeah, he's got that New Japan. But there's no Yoda Tsuji on that mug.
No,
it's like, is Tiger Mask on that mug?
Okay, so let's see. We got Tanahashi, Yoshihashi,
Bad Luck Fale,
Okada, Goto, Toriano, Naito, Ghetto's on it, Ibushi, Sho.
Okay, Makabe, so if Ibushi's on it, it's old.
Makabe.
Ibushi.
What's his name? Ishimori. Will Ospreay.
Dude.
Yo, Ibushi.
Did you hear what's going on with
Tokyo Pimps?
Did you hear what's going on with Kenny?
I saw some stream where he had his cat and then Rigo.
No.
What?
Oh, bro, you didn't hear? He's gotta get fucking intestine surgery, bro.
Right, I know he had diverticulitis.
How come the only people that get diverticulitis are like beefy, muscular men?
Is it
something to do with like supplements and shit?
It could be, but I think it has something to do with people with high protein diets.
Whoops, I just left the...
You jumped off.
Sorry, bro.
There you are.
Okay, so what? Like beefy, muscular men?
I think it has to do something with consuming a lot of protein.
Oh, that sucks.
I think it can mess up your you know, intestinal tract if you consume abundance of protein. It gets hard for it to, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud, but
yeah.
If you eat a lot of meat or
I just heard Filthy Tom, you know Filthy Tom, right?
Yeah.
Filthy Tom. He does a lot of Wrestling Observer shows.
Well, that's what I've never heard him on him, but I hear he's good too, right?
He's a smart dude. Yeah, he's actually really smart. And he was saying like the only guys I've ever known who got diverticulitis are like badass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna look for some symptoms here, and I'm not gonna say anything too crazy, but let's see what Kenny was going through. Extremely sharp pain in the lower left half of the abdomen. Oh,
you probably feel like you're having appendicitis or something, you know?
Fever, bloating, and vomiting. Oh, that sucks, dude. Oh. Okay, I'm not going to list these ones, but chills and fever.
Well, here you go. The exact reason diverticulitis associated with not eating enough fiber is one of them.
Yeah.
So I guess they talk about
we are going to get ChatGPT's opinion, okay?
I mean, they could be guys that have a diet high in animal fat and low in fiber. So you get guys that maybe don't eat a lot of carbs, but they eat a lot of protein. It could lead to that.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. I did ask ChatGPT. Yep, low in fiber and high in processed foods?
Protein, meat.
Yeah. Wow. Muscular individuals can still develop a defect. Okay. Well, that's not giving me much, but okay. Well, there's your little stuff here, but I wanted to bring that up because I feel bad for Kenny right now, really, because I know he wants to be wrestling dude and we might not see him for another year. And
he said that he doesn't know when he's coming back, so it's been a while since he left. And I know before he was dealing with knee surgery and hernias and all that stuff. So
did you hear who he said his favorite wrestler was?
Yeah, Kurt Angle, right?
Mm-hmm. And he said that Kurt Angle had one of the best opening matches ever. He brought it up the match too. It was him and Rey Mysterio. But it was pretty cool. I'm glad he's getting out there and doing some stuff, playing fighting games. He's probably playing Tekken 8 right now and streaming, and you know, as does Adam Cole, the streaming constantly and stuff. And I'm glad those guys are kind of busy. But let's get back to New Japan.
Yeah.
Yoda Tsuji. So have we made fun of his nickname?
The Gene Blast?
Doesn't Probably. That sound like a cum shot?
It does.
Is it for me? It's like every time. That's not just me.
I don't know what I mean.
That's it's English, right? Yeah, it's got to be English. It's like Sakura Genesis. It's meaningless. It just sounds cool.
I'm not sure what they're getting at with it. Maybe it's just that like he's just naturally gifted, so it's in his genes. I don't know why they need to work blast into it.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just, and then having his finisher be called that, like his finisher is his nickname. I don't know. That's my one complaint. However, I thought his match with Goto was really
good.
Speaking
of names, I was I'm a Mets fan and they suck. But on opening day, I wanted to tell you this too because they had everyone
I'm listening
about it.
I'm listening.
You know how you at these sporting events they always honor like a veteran.
Yeah, they often do. Yeah.
So we're watching it, and I'm watching it, and they're honoring a 96-year-old veteran that's in World War II, and really? The man's name is Seymour Wiener.
And like unironically.
And I'm kind of watching it at work. I have my headphones in when I'm doing work and I hear it. We'd like to honor today's veteran, Seymour Wiener. And like you had to think it sounded like Bart Simpson would, you know, call Mo.
Was doing a prank call at Mo's.
Seymour. I need to see more Wiener.
Get off. You know? Get off the phone, kid. I'm going to get you on my ringy neck. Oh, my God.
Even Kenzo's laughing in the background at that. And ow. So that they should just have a wrestler named Seymour Wiener.
Would be Seymour Wiener and his tag
finish
team
is called
Seymour,
Seymour Wiener.
Okay.
Gene Blast, Seymour. That Gene would be Blast. A great tag team because they both sound like two old Jewish guys. Gene Blast and Seymour
I don't know about
Wiener.
Blast. More of Blaskowitz.
What was his name? Blastine.
Gene Blaskowitz.
Gene Blastine.
Blastine.
Gene yeah. Eugene Blastine from the Bronx.
Seymour Wiener.
And Seymour Wiener as a tag team like
from
the
Midtown.
From the Borscht Belt.
Oh my God. Dude.
See, that could
I
be
like
your
it.
New
That's
like vaudevillains. Right?
I know. Seriously.
You can have these like two guys that grew up on Coney Island in the 1930s as a tag team. It would just
talk
basically
about
be my
talk grandma. About armchair booking.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. We got some great ideas here. By the way, I wanted to tell you, I read something about the Mets also this week, which is that, but hey, dude, don't feel that bad. The Rockies got 14 points against them in one fucking inning.
It's called
14
runs.
14 runs in one inning. And I think they actually had a record set against them.
Right.
Imagine how that would affect you. Like, no, imagine how much that would fuck right. your season up, dude. Right? Like in game one, I didn't watch it, but they must have gone through like four pitchers. Anyways, the Mets will have a rainbow cookie egg roll as a new food item at Citi Field this season. Contains a rainbow cookie, raspberry jam, chocolate syrup, and rolled in an egg roll. There you go.
Okay, good to know.
Okay. So I thought the match was really good. Tsuji and Goto, I really thought Goto was going to win. I thought that Goto
really?
Was going to complete the story. I did. I thought Goto, because his dad died.
Right.
And also, like, Goto always fucking performs. He always performs when he has to. And he would be a great contender for Naito because he can go. And so it wouldn't shock me. If Goto all of a sudden just like, oh, he won the cup. Now, do I think that'd be the best decision? No, but I could see it happening. But if Ghetto, and also Ghetto's been booking real weird lately. Like, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't know what's been going on.
Like something, yeah. Well, I'm just saying like his booking's been kind of really fucked up.
It has. I mean, it's been inconsistent and a little all over the place.
So that's why I was like,
and not oh, as Goto's not as brilliant as we've become used to over the last. I mean, it's been like that.
There's
really
a
since
lot to do with the house torch. It really improved after Naito actually won the belt back. It improved, I think.
In 2020, like when he,
yeah, when they, he I think, when he beat.
Yeah, it did
when
after that.
Beat Evil.
Yeah, and then we got a decent... And then we just kind of had those doldrums of the Shingo and Will Ospreay run.
But, yeah, there has not been a G1 or an... You know, the G1s have not been as strong as pre-pandemic.
And the New Japan Cup was not great either.
New Japan... Tongaloa, dude. He's got, I don't know.
I don't.
He's got to figure something out. Dude.
I mean,
like,
I
can't, he's not wrestling at a proper level.
I think he's still hurt or he's not. He came back way too early from that serious knee injury. He was out for a while and
it's the opposite of strong style, dude. Yeah. Like his moves look so weak. It's not New Japan standard at all. Like, I can't believe the guy is wrestling still.
Well, and he was a guy that never really did anything singles-wise, and...
That's true. That's true, but they could go.
I just think that that's just part of the, you know, maybe it's just part of the rewarding Tama, and, like, he kind of said, you know, he, I don't know now, to be honest with you, but...
I don't know, dude. He kind of reminds me of, like, a little bit of, like... was the underboss? Now I don't remember his name. Fale, where it's just like so slow and so boring.
Well,
just
that, like, and they took any piece of momentum away from Hikuleo and El Fantasmo, who were actually having a pretty good run with those titles.
No, they're actually pretty badass.
They were, and now they're just kind of floated back down.
I mean, there's been a lot of stuff.
I love Kenta, but like. At this point, Kenta...
Actually, I feel like Kenta right now is the worst he's like ever been in New Japan. For some reason...
I think he's just like, fried.
I don't know, dude. It's like that match when they won the belts. It was not the same Kenta.
I mean, Kenta, I feel like Chase, he was Owens
very boring.
As your tag team champions? I mean, eh.
And that's the other thing, too, bro, is... this is going to sound fucked up coming from a fucking... 280-pound man. I'm not a pro wrestler, okay? But, and I never want to body shame or anything like that, but, like, I just feel like there are some wrestlers that, like Daniel Bryan, like, okay, I listened to this old Bryan Danielson, what is it, like, a seminar, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the first, like, 15 minutes is he talks about, like, since you're a professional wrestler, like, you have to get in, like, super good shape.
Right.
He's like, if you don't want to get in super good shape, that's too bad. Then someone in better shape than you is going to get your spot. And he was like, that's just part of what wrestling is. He and Brian said, like, I'm not a fitness type of dude, but, like, I'm a wrestler, so I have to be. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, and so, you know, there's certain ones, like, if you're a big guy, maybe you don't, or whatever your gimmick is. But.
Well, my thing is that, here's the thing. You either have to be fit and very good looking, and not even necessarily good looking, but you either have to be very fit, or you have to be a monster.
Right.
And, like, really, there's not a ton of in between. I mean, and New Japan... At one point had a real high standard. In fact, like, some, a lot of their dudes are fucking beautifully ripped. I mean, look at fucking, what's his name? Doki, right?
Right, yeah.
Who doesn't even show it off.
Right.
And, or guys like Sho or even Tanahashi, who they joke about, like, eating protein powder and stuff like that. There's a standard there. And it does... It's rough because he can go and he can wrestle, but he does not look the part.
We're talking about Chase Owens, right?
Yeah.
Very good wrestler. And he is good, but yeah, it doesn't look the
part. We've probably had this conversation before. I mean, we've been doing this show for years. So there's that.
Is he a good little sidekick or henchman? Yes, he is a good little sidekick and henchman, but to him having a title... I don't mind him having a job or anything, but for him to be kind of a mainstream guy is just...
I'll put it this way, sense. Dude. At one point, Chase Owens and Hangman Adam Page were like at the same level, okay?
Yeah, they were.
They're Bullet Club lackeys. And
He still is, to a degree.
True. But there's been a huge change over the years of their positions. And even in New Japan, like, you know, I still say that 2018 G1, like, fucking Hangman was just like starting to kill it at that point, and he looked great. He's gotten better looking over time, but like
he had one foot out the door at that point. But you know what? There ain't no suitors for Chase. If Chase Owens was to leave New Japan, I don't think WWE or AEW would have any interest in him.
No. I don't.
He'd be on the indies.
I don't know where else he could go. Maybe Mexico, dude.
I think honestly. Mexico, he'd actually find a spot. He would be in...
He could probably be able to go to Mexico, CMLL, whatever. Or but AAA, yeah, you're right.
Wherever Marty's girl is.
In America... Oh, God. Let's not put him there, like, on that.
Well, no, I'm just saying that if
that's
he could get work in that on that level that he does.
Yeah, yeah. He can, yeah, and it's sad because the guy can go.
That's the thing. He is talented, and I think at one point he was starting to, but you know, he might have some kind of health condition that keeps him from.
I don't know. It's just like it reminds me of stuff. Finlay, because Finlay used to look like him, kind of, right? And then, like, all of a sudden, Finlay had that glow up, And now you know what? Looks like $1 million.
You have to at least be able to have your shirt off.
Yeah.
Unless
I guess I don't know, bro. Like I feel like it is part of the job though. Like if you're a wrestler, it's part of the job.
But if you're something unless like Kevin you're Owens,
a huge monster, well, again, there's I you say know, you if can, you're like a monster, Kevin Owens is a little. He gets over with his attitude, and he's just a great wrestler.
There, if you can overcompensate for that with something else,
with other Also, he wears a t-shirt.
Yeah, he wears a t-shirt. But I think you know if Kevin Owens had a like, I mean, if Chase Owens, no relation by the way, that I've heard of.
Yeah, actually, they are both Owens. Except Cohen, Kevin Owens has a fake name. I don't know if Chase Owens has a
fake name. No, he has a fake name.
Okay.
Chase Owens was like kind of this dopey, I don't know, I'm thinking Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec kind of personality. Yeah. He would get over. You know, I think if he, that would overcompensate for his, he doesn't have something that, he has really good in-ring ability, but he doesn't have something that overcompensates for his aesthetic appearance, for lack of a better term.
Did he do PWG?
Chase Owens?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I'm leaning towards no.
I'm looking at this picture of him 10 years ago, and actually he looks pretty good.
That's what I'm, no, and there was at some point where he was getting in better shape, and he kind of fell apart. But like I said, he could have really messed up, like, I don't know, his rotator cuff or something like that.
And you, yeah.
And he hadn't been able to work out since. We don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's also losing
Do you remember when there was that whole, like, drama about, like, New Japan wrestlers that work out and those that don't? And do you remember all that? Like, when Kenny was like, oh, I'm in the gym and all the fucking gaijin are in the gym. Do you remember that? This was years ago.
No.
Like, okay. Yeah, I think there was a thing like kind of like, oh, all the gaijin are in the gym and all the Japanese dudes, you know. Yeah, that was a while ago, but I remember that was a thing. Although, you can't, some of those dudes are, like, Sho in particular, like, obviously they're in the gym. Yo as well, he looks good too. Like,
oh, yeah.
A lot of those dudes.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, your Naito and your Okada, they just naturally have physiques. I don't know if they're in the gym all the time. I'll put it that way.
I know Hiromu seems to work out a lot, but they know some of those guys, they sometimes.
You said you think Hiromu works out a lot?
I've seen him do it.
Or like he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's always, I mean, there's just some people that don't, they're not able to get sculpted, you know? Like.
Do you think Julia's in the gym a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she, absolutely. Absolutely, she is.
Yeah, they have to be.
No doubt about that.
No, I'm just saying, all some guys, girls, you know, they lift weights and they're not going to get ripped and all that stuff. That's just naturally, some people don't have the genetics to do that.
You're right. Not everyone is Biggie, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
or,
and I even remember listening to when New Day had their podcast, which was pretty good. I don't know if they still do that, but I remember them just talking about all that stuff and how they were all different, and Kofi was, you know, a smaller guy, and Kofi's like, I hate running. I'll never run. Like, I'll never do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, everyone's just different. Because he just talked about his caved-in chest.
Right.
And, like, how it was always embarrassed him. You know what I mean? But there wasn't a ton he could do, no matter what he tried. So, yeah. Everyone is different. But I guess the best thing to do is just be like Vader and her Bam Bam Bigelow. But you still have to be able to go in the ring, so. So yep. Yoda Tsuji won. What did you think of the match?
I thought it was really awesome. Good ending sequence.
Really good.
And Tsuji is really special. And he does a
lot. And
he,
go ahead.
I mean, it's almost like he's three or four different wrestlers. You know, he's got his strong style. He's got his kind of, you know, King's Road, traditional New Japan style. And then he has
this, he's got his lucha kind of elements. Mexican stuff, and he does, too. And he went to England, too,
right,
for a while and trained.
But
so that excursion paid off huge.
He almost every, I mean, I really think in a couple more years, we can talk about him on that high level of guys like Okada and Ospreay. Because
the top tier.
He does something different every match that I've never seen before. And sometimes it's little subtle things, but.
Yeah, he's cool, man. And I think that this is the biggest push that one of the Rewa, Three Musketeers, I guess I'll say, whatever, that like giving him, you know, we all thought like they'd get more of a push, but having him win the New Japan Cup is a pretty big deal. He'll probably lose to Naito or Moxley, which we'll get to.
Well, it's
no, Naito.
Be,
it will be Naito.
It will be Naito, but he okay. might be at, who knows, he might get Moxley at Resurgence.
Yeah, very possible. Very possible. So we'll see. We'll see what's happening.
Or we might have Zack Sabre versus Moxley as that main event at Resurgence. Who knows?
I do. Why would Zack Sabre win the championship?
Well, what do you mean? I'm just saying he might have a title match.
Or why would he? Why? Just randomly?
Yeah. Well, I mean, whoever is going to be at the Resurgence title shot is going to be somewhat random. Unless it's just a rematch for Naito if he loses to Moxley or vice versa.
Very possible. Now, round two, KOPW. You had KOPW. Remember that belt? The thing that like no one really cares about that much? And,
yeah. Well, yeah, there's something with that match, right? Is that?
Yeah, so I wanted to bring that up. Yeah. There's actually a few things I want to bring up to move on. First was the... Okay. First is they are going to do the KOPW. Now, remember, people vote for these, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess you can't necessarily blame everyone. But this match is going to be the Great Okan, who is now a comedy fucking low-card comedy character, I guess. The Great Okan against Tongaloa. What, do you have a reaction to that?
It just sucks. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a great idea to come out the gate as a like weeaboo anime fan when you're trying to be a serious wrestler.
Well, I mean, I feel like they had the momentum of him saving that little girl on the train or whatever it was, the train station. And they had, you know, it seems like whenever something naturally happens, New Japan presses against it.
Yeah. Yeah, that can happen. By the way, Jade Cargill had her like 10th debut tonight on SmackDown. Have to watch that right after we get off of here.
Yeah, I might too.
Looks pretty interesting. And Matt Cardona was, like I said, I was on. Actually, that match was awesome, dude. Yeah. If you get a chance to just watch it on YouTube,
Edge,
Adam Copeland? Adam Copeland and Matt Cardona. They had a great like WWE style, right. Really good match.
Is he having a kind of open challenge?
The Cope Open. Yeah, the Cope Open.
Okay.
The Copen. Anyways, so. We're going to get Tongaloa versus Great Okan. Okay, this will be a 3-round match. Round one, 10-minute most covers match. Every pinfall attempt results in 1 point. Okay?
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah, so far.
Round two, a 5-minute eel-eating contest.
Really?
Now, ask your wife, what is the most famous food in Hamamatsu?
Maria, what's the most famous food in Hamamatsu, if you didn't know? Huh? Unagi, right? Yeah, eel.
She said it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will be a rural revitalization in Hamamatsu match. And then the round three will be a strap match. And which you must touch all four corners consecutively. So what do you have to say about this? Are you going to watch this match?
Maybe. If, you know. When is the date for that?
April 6th. No way. Hang on. On 3/31. It's tonight. It's tonight.
Is it?
It's, oh, okay. It's this morning. So I'll tell you what, bro. I'll try to watch it and I'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there's that.
Whenever there's something new, I like to put it on. So.
Well, I'll tell you if it's even worth it. Great Okan versus Tongaloa.
I don't have to be like completely... You know, popcorn in hand, watching it. So,
the other thing I wanted to talk about.
I feel bad
for
like Hamamatsu though, like this little town, and this is what they give them as the main event. I mean, come on, those people.
Well, maybe it's not that big of a town. Maybe it's like a fucking Alamogordo, fucking New Mexico, and it's just like they're, you know, it's like having a Hatch Green Chili match, you know. Is Alamogordo even in New Mexico? I don't even know.
Truth
or
Consequences, New
Mexico. It is. No, Alamogordo is in New Mexico with a population of 31,000. So I was totally correct.
Halfway decent.
There's two more things. The next thing is you think that Jon Moxley is going to beat Naito. in Chicago.
I kind of do.
And I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Where's this coming from? Why do we think that?
I think a lot of it is because they're having a pretty decent run in the West in the next month with that resurgence, that they're going to want to sell some tickets and just build up a little more steam in the West again in the United States and all that. Because I think
it would be pretty badass, dude. And he's given so much to that company. Really, he loves New Japan,
and
dude.
He can drop it at Dominion, you know.
He can drop it at Dominion,
or he can keep it into the G1. I don't know, but like I think you know,
that whistling noise. Jesus,
I know.
Christ.
I don't know what whistling.
No,
noise
it's okay.
Is, but
it you said it goes
every
away,
10
but...
minutes where I live. I can't help it. No, I don't know if it's our pipes or someone using the laundry. I don't know.
It's not a huge deal. The AI will take care of it. Nice. But no, I'm excited for that. That Windy City Riot is actually looking to be a pretty awesome show. Yeah. And it's in Chicago. It's going to be pretty hardcore fans. And so we've got Hiromu Takahashi versus Mustafa Ali, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Eddie Kingston, who knows, and who knows versus Gabe Kidd, who knows, and who knows. So... that'll be cool because Eddie Kingston's badass and so is Gabe Kidd. Shota Umino versus Jack Perry. I thought Jack Perry was good, by the way.
Yeah, he's fine. I think he's talented. I mean, the House of Torture thing is I think it's kind of smart on their part if they're trying to give more relevance to that faction. I'm just not sure where he fits in.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but if New Japan, like, hey, we're going to let you use this guy, do whatever you want with him, what can I do with him? Like, it was kind of a smart thing just to throw him in House of Torture just to kind of beef them up for a little bit is your big heel faction, if that's what you want to do.
Supposedly, he's not wrestling in AEW because Tony's pissed at him.
So silly.
What's silly? That Tony's pissed at him?
Then just fire him.
Who knows how? True. This match sounds amazing. Nick Nemeth versus Ishii.
Yeah, that should be fun. I know because Tanahashi isn't healthy.
Oh, he did challenge Tanahashi.
Is that
going to
be
on
this card tonight?
That's in Windy City Riot.
Oh, Windy City Riot, right. Okay.
No, that's going to be in a while. And so there was that. And then the last thing. So John Moxley, we'll see if that happens. I think that would be a good choice. John Moxley, like I said, he's done so much for New Japan. Pre-pandemic and afterwards, you know, he's put on so many great matches for them. I'm thinking of him and Desperado and him versus Shingo, you know, and him, all these great matches. Even him versus Juice Robinson back in the day.
And I do think that we're going to get at Resurgence Moxley and Zack Sabre, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because
don't
part
nothing
of it,
but tell me why.
But it was because, if you don't forget, right before the pandemic shut things down and Moxley was the U.S. champ, that they were starting an angle.
Were they supposed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that could be the title match when we go. Well, that would be super fun. I would take that.
That's that would be really fun. And you already got your tickets, right?
Yes.
Dude, I really want you to see an AEW show. Like, I know you're all like... blah, 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 blah,
no, I mean,
you,
it's,
dude,
you know what?
Need
it's just
to
that
go to one of those shows.
The forum is such a pain in the ass to get to and get around and all that. And plus, like I said, it's
well,
also...
Well, then wait until they go to Ontario and drive fucking an hour to Ontario.
Right, but it's on a Saturday.
Well, okay, that's... Well, Wednesdays or Saturdays kind of.
Yeah,
thing,
when
so.
They do Wednesday,
but
I have to take a whole day off work for, you know, when they start at 3 o'clock.
Or if
the
they
afternoon.
Do a pay-per-view or something, dude. I've been to three of their shows and they have. The first one was kind of lame when they, like, pre-pandemic. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, there was some pretty bad wrestling. Like, I saw Big Swole. She sucks, dude. And it was like, what was it? But I saw like Pac back then. And like, but the second show I went to was, I got to see, remember when they did the best of 7 3-on-3 match?
Right.
With, the Elite. I got to see that.
And Lucha
Brothers. God, it was so good, dude. Mm. Oh, those shows. You really owe it to yourself to one day.
No, I will.
To watch AEW.
Yeah. When is that? The one they're doing at Arthur Ashe again, Grand Slam.
Oh, I don't even know if they've... I don't think they've announced that, brother. I think that's like August or September or something.
Got you. Okay.
But what I'm trying to find is the huge charity show in Japan.
The All Together show?
All Together. Now, they've done these before, by the way.
Yeah, after
disasters. You can watch some of them. There's actually there's an All Together show, and I watched it, right? And it had like a battle royal, and it had Hiromu as like a fucking baby in the match. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it had like Hiromu just like had his head shaved. He looks like a little loser. And then it had like, I think the winner was Kento Miyahara. It was crazy, dude. It was just like a really old. And then they celebrated Dick the Bruiser, I believe. Anyways. Yeah, okay, All Together. So they're doing this new one, and some of these matches look pretty cool. So we've got Hiroshi Tanahashi, the president of New Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Naomichi Marufuji, the president of NOAH, and Sanshiro Takagi, who is the president of that company. So we've got three presidents together in a match. Is that cool?
I guess.
I like it. I don't know. Yeah. Also, Sanshiro Takagi is awesome. Do you know what Sanshiro Takagi's gimmick is, dude?
No.
It's that he's Stone Cold. He's Stone Cold.
Really?
That's his gimmick. Yeah.
Hold on, he's
Stone
second.
Cold Steve Austin. What, did Chancho need a little pet?
No, Kenzo was just kind of banging something. I don't know. Why
don't
do you
worry,
have a shirt on? It's freezing.
Because okay. Wants to be, he's a little boy. Yeah. Little boys don't have to wear shirts. I don't wear one half the time anyways. Cool. But it's the three companies versus the House of Torture. And then this one sounds good to me. Shota Umino, Kaito Kiyomiya, Yuki Ueno versus Yuya Uemura, Konosuke Takeshita, and Shun Skywalker. Doesn't that sound awesome, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. You've seen Shun Skywalker, right?
Yes.
In real life. PWG. IRL. Mm. Yeah.
Fall guy.
And then this match, we've got... This is going to be amazing. Ishii and Daisuke Sekimoto. Daisuke Sekimoto, super underrated, very muscular, meaty wrestler. So Ishii and Daisuke Sekimoto versus Jeff Cobb and Masakiri Miya. So this is a meat match. You know what I'm saying? All big men that love to slap each other. So
is this on Wrestle Universe or where?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They'll probably make it a pay-per-view or something. In fact, I wanted to tell you this. Did you see that AEW? I might actually do this. And if I do this, maybe we can share passwords or something. They're doing three pay-per-views for $50.
AEW? Okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if I do that, we'll see if we can... I shouldn't say it on air.
I'll split it with you, but what I don't under for the rest of the
it's
year
like,
or something, or what do you mean?
It's no, it's like the next three pay-per-views they're doing.
So
it's like Wrestle Dynasty,
Fight TV or something.
That I've yet to figure all this out. So they put, I know that they're going to let you buy pay-per-views on YouTube now and on Triller because BR Live is such a fucking disaster. But, we'll talk about that because I thought that was like, yeah, we like getting our $5 a month, whatever, you know, WWE Network, $10 a month. But like, you know, I don't mind helping AEW out, especially for getting a deal where it's like, you know, $15 per show.
I think the thing with them is eventually they're going to go to Max or something, right? I've heard that Tony said he's negotiating with them.
Yeah, but I also think that they like making money from pay-per-views, dude. I think they like making... You gotta understand, bro, UFC does pay-per-views for $70 a pay-per-view, and they do huge numbers.
Yeah, but there's no weekly television that leads up to it or anything. It's a completely different...
There is television on UFC. No, it doesn't lead up to it, you're right. But they do. They have a TV show on ESPN.
Right, but it's a highlight show or like, you know.
No, it's fresh fights, dude. It's ESPN Fight Night. Brand new fights.
Okay, well, it's not like, yeah, it's a different, it's not episodic television.
I just, we're going to have this argument forever, but I think that I think WWE fucked us all up by making us think that wrestling should be free or cheap or like worth $5. And it's like, you know, if something's entertaining, you should want to pay for it, you know?
Right. But, you know, it's tough to, you know, I think AEW does, you know, they're not making you pay $50 a month for a pay-per-view. They do it every 3 months. And they give
they're doing 10 pay-per-views a year now, dude, which does come.
Are they? Suck.
Yeah.
Is that new?
No, dude. World's End, Wrestle Dream, Dynasty.
That was this year, all this year?
Yeah. Because remember, or maybe even partially last year, they've added pay-per-views.
Right.
Because remember, it used to just be the big four. You had your Full Gear, All In, Double or Nothing. Or yeah, Full Gear, All Out, Double or Nothing, and
All In.
Revolution.
All In and All Out. And then there they All In and All Out? I thought there were two different ones.
No, but then they added All In. They added Wrestle Dream. They added Dynasty. They added World's End. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, no, they're up to like 10 a year now. So, the whole argument was like adding pay-per-views has never hurt any company. That was Tony's thing. But
I guess.
You know what? Also, I will say this. Ending a podcast has never hurt anybody.
I agree.
Let's go ahead and do that, okay?
Woohoo!
It's getting late. Don't woohoo when we're done, bro. Come on, bro.
No, I looked at my watch. It was an even 10 o'clock over here, so that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock straight up on me as well. So, thanks for being on the show, Justin.
Thank you for having me.
And you all have a great night, and we will see you guys later.